Good morning, 7:40 here on the Mighty 690. We are now joined by Chris Crane from Native American Fellowship, Inc. with the update. How are you doing, Chris?
Doing wonderful, and you?
Doing well, and good to have you on here, as always. And we were just chatting a little bit about your Fry Bread Journeys program that's going to be coming up here on the 26th.
Yes.
In a little bit, so it's very exciting. Super happy to have that new program here. So not next Monday, but the Monday after that.
Yep.
So.
And actually, that was in the little
okay,
notes there.
Okay, I should read that.
But, yeah.
no. You know, we do want to start out with a chat on your Indian and cowboy branding event. We mentioned that, I think.
On the Fry Bread Journeys,
but
I hadn't been on since then.
That's right.
Just kind of a recap that it was really nice. Had about 100 people. They filled those two big cedar boards and also had them fill out some index cards with they drew a picture of their brand. They put a little history, like when the brand was established, maybe, you know, the family, any of that stuff. And we laminated all those cards. But I think what we're going to do is we're going to mount them and frame them. And the idea originally on those boards, we polyurethane them, but we were going to put them outside under this arbor, and I think we don't want the elements to get to it at all.
Yeah, because it will break them down eventually.
Yeah. Well, and one of the boards has a dark patina to it. The other one is a little lighter. So we've got in the building, one wall's red. We're going to hang the lighter one there, and the white wall we're going to hang. And I think it'll be neat. And then these framed information cards, so you can actually see. Oh, okay, there's the you know, brand, and here's some information about it. But it was a really good event. We were pleased to have it.
That's excellent. That sounded really good. So that's always neat to do something like that. And then you spoke to the Rotary Club?
I went, after I was here, I went to Rotary on May 30th. They invited me. Haley Bagwell, who's one of the members, was the Rotarian of the day, invited me. And I talked about not only Native American Fellowship, but I talked about Leadership Coffeeville and the Coffeeville Chamber Ambassador Program, and I'm a member of both of those. And I talked more about NAFI and let everybody kind of know. I don't know that people realize the scholarships and things that are available through Cherokee Nation and what Cherokee Nation does. We talked a little bit during Fry Bread Journeys about the investment Cherokee Nation has put in to this area, because there's a lot of at-large. But I think that was a pretty informational meeting for everybody. It was fun.
No, always good to get out there in front of the Rotary Club, that sort of thing. And then, of course, elections just happened.
And there's still a few elections left. There's going to be some runoff elections for some of the tribal council positions. The closest to us, our district just immediately south, District 11, they did not have an election because it was the year before, every other year. And Victoria Vasquez is the counselor for District 11, and she remains. But Dora Smith-Petskowski, who was running she was the incumbent in District 12, which is just farther south, part of Nowata and Bartlesville, that area. She won very easily, but she's a good person. It was an obvious choice who was going to win on that. But yes, Chief Chuck Hoskin Jr. and Deputy Chief Brian Warner were reelected for another 4 years, and were very... I think most people are very happy. They won with 63% of the vote, kind of across the board. The at-large voting, the absentee ballots, and the in-person, everything. So it was a good choice.
Yeah, and quite decisive, I would say.
Oh, yeah. It was, I mean, yes, it was. They spoke. The people have spoken.
And then there is going to be runoff races for July for some of the counselors.
That's some of the counselors. And I want to say it's maybe three or four at the most districts. There's 14 or 15, you know, two at-large. But the at-large counselor position was one of them that was up, and it was Julia Coates, and she won very handily also. So those nobody here in these that lives around here is going to vote in the runoff elections. And it's been certified by the Election Commission. So it's a done deal as far as chief, and they can kind of continue their work that they started.
That's good. So, and take a little, you know, break from all that campaigning and stuff.
I would tell you, I mean, and you kind of look down, we can go in order on this, but if you go down there farther about this Monday on June 12th, The men are busy. I'm telling you, because they signed over. It was an historic day. They signed over the Will Rogers Birthplace Ranch to Cherokee Nation, who purchased it from the Oklahoma Historical Society. And I got lucky enough to go. And Bill Davis, who is our NAFI president, he is on the Cherokee Nation Historical Commission, I guess. So he was, of course, going to go. And we went there. And I don't think they expected this many people. I think it's been going to happen for a while, but the governor's kind of, Oklahoma governor's been, they've been having little issues, and it's done deal now. It was signed, but it was quite moving. It made you very proud to be Cherokee. The building, if you've ever been out there.
I need to go out there. Yeah, I know where it is. Yeah,
well,
I
mean, I've been going since I was a kid, and the thing is it's always, it's really good, and it's not in the worst shape I've ever seen of anything in my life, but it needs some TLC.
Well, and it sounds like, I mean, sometimes these historical societies struggle to have maybe the resources to do
exactly
what needs to be done, and having the Cherokee Nation with those extended, you know, resources.
Well, I think, I mean, they bought everything. They bought the livestock that's out there. They bought the cats. And the cats, that was so funny. Chief was giving his speech, and one of the cats came walking down from the house, and then he stopped, and he stood in front of the podium.
Oh.
And watch the chief,
oh,
and the chief kind of talked to him. And there's probably four or five cats, and they are descendants of the cats that the Rogers family
really?
Had. They've just always had cats.
Oh, my.
They came with the property. Cherokee Nation, the money that they purchased this property with is going, according to the Oklahoma State Tourism director, he said every penny of it is going into the Will Rogers Museum, which they still own in Claremore. And so they'll be doing some more upgrades there. And that's what, you know, you want to see. You want, I mean, my gosh, I think that is fantastic. And it was pretty neat. They've got a barn out there. And I think there were just some things that need to be spiffed up and, you know, just kind of get some stuff done. And I think that's what they're, I mean, I know that's what they're going to do. They'll, when Cherokee Nation does something, they're going to do it right. So, but it was very exciting to watch the whole thing.
That is really neat. So I need to check it out. And they're still open.
They're still open
business,
like from 10 to 5 so. every day. And it's free admission. Actually, when you go, there's not a guide or anything. It's the house, it was big for the time, but it's very small, really. And you go inside and it triggers a mechanism. And it's the voice of Will Rogers Jr., who sounded apparently a lot like his father. And he talks about his father being born in this house in the year and a little of the history. And you can just, it's just a little self you walk through. But the grounds, it's beautiful. They had actually moved the property, had been down Lake Ulagaw, man-made lake.
Uh-huh.
And the property, the house had been down there.
Okay.
And it, a couple miles down. And when they were going to do the lake, they moved it up on this hill. But it's, gosh, it's a great view.
They were able to pick it, you know?
So. It's a great view. And one of the tribal counselors, Keith Austin, who is outgoing from District 13, he spoke at the thing and he talked about how way back in the day, it was called Cherokee. It was common ground, Indian common ground, before it was a territory. I mean, before it was a state. And it was 60,000 acres, the Rogers Ranch, which is 2/3 of Rogers County. And then after the government put the allotment stuff in, they dropped down to 1,000 acres that quick. And it was so nice that it's coming back. It was Cherokee owned and it's coming back to Cherokees. So that's what we're happy about.
That is good. Good stuff on that. So, and also some scholarships
yes.
The NAFI has been helping some college students out with.
A lot of the Cherokee Nation, if you are a member of the tribe and have a password for the Gadoogie portal, and Gadoogie means working together, but there's a portal on there, and that's where all the applications are for different things. But we can help you with it if you need help, but you'll have to have your password. You can call us down at NAFI, 918-255-4035. They're most of the time, and Colby's there. We both know what has to happen and what you need to do, and it'll help you get the scholarship money went up for Cherokee citizens, $2,225 a semester, and I looked at the requirements. You have to keep a 2.0 GPA. I mean, I don't think that's hard.
I don't think so.
You have to pass 12 credit hours, not that hard,
nope.
And you have to do 20 hours of community service a semester, and they will do this for 8 semesters maybe.
Mm-hmm. The normal.
So,
yeah.
Well. I mean, that's a huge amount. And next year it'll go up to $2,500 a semester. And then underneath I've written, there is also the United Tribe Scholarship. Rita Campbell, this is kind of interesting because it's only for Kansas residents. No Oklahoma. If you live in Oklahoma and you're Indian, you can't apply. And I think that's because I think Oklahoma is the most populous state for
sure.
Natives. So this is Kansas only. And Rita Campbell's number is 785-595-3000. 3291, but you can call us over there at NAFI. We can give you the email address, and you need to contact them. And the scholarships, it just depends on how many people apply. We know somebody that got, I want to say she got $5,000 and a laptop.
Wow.
So, hey, it's worth looking into for higher education there.
Absolutely. Take a little time to do that.
Yep.
And then you had a recent potluck once again.
We did on June 8th, was last Thursday. It was our monthly potluck, and those take place the second Thursday. I put down there it says third, but that's not true. It's the second Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. And we had about 70 people show up. Brad Wagnon, who is the coordinator for Cherokee Nation Emergency Preparedness. Wow, that's a mouthful. But he was our speaker. He's a really great guy. And he used to be one of the people with the Community and Cultural Outreach Program for Cherokee Nation. The food, of course, was excellent. And we had pulled pork and hot dogs and then lots of different side dishes brought in. I guess what I should have put is the Cherokee Cultural Community Group is the one that meets the third Thursday of the month, which is tonight. And yeah. They meet in Dewey. And the address is 700 East Durham Road in Dewey. And bring a side dish if you want to come down. Andy Taylor, who is the editor of the Chronicle, he's going to be giving a talk on Narcissa Chisholm-Owen. Yeah, on that's the same Chisholm Trail.
Ah, yep. That's great.
She was award-winning. She was an author, a portrait painter. She was a suffragette. He gave this presentation to our group at NAFI a couple of months ago. Very interesting. And they booked him to come down here and talk at Dewey. I'm going to go down and listen to it again because it was interesting. He just is that good.
That is great.
And I don't have anything else except that we're getting ready to start our annual raffle that we do a fundraiser. And tickets are going to go on sale July 1st through September 30th. The drawing, you'll be there. You'll have to buy tickets. It'll be September 30th at the Native Unity Gathering, 2:00. You don't have to be present to win. And the tickets are $1 each or 6 for $5. But there's 4 prizes. That's it. First prize is a one-night stay at Hard Rock in Tulsa. Second is a Pendleton blanket. Third is a set of 4 mugs that are Pendleton from the Pendleton Company, and it's the Chief Joseph design. And then fourth place is a $50 gift card from Maple Street Market. So, I mean, it's a good little fundraiser for us, and we just look forward to people coming and buying and come to the, they can buy more that day at the Unity Gathering too.
Well, that is great. And of course, for the folks who just tuned in, we want to reiterate again that you're going to be back here in a little bit and on Monday the 26th.
Yes. Amy and I are looking forward to, in fact, I'm going to go see her here in about an hour. And there's a bunch of stuff. I'm helping her with a spook walk that the tourism does, and we did it last year together. So we're going to be making plans for that. We'll talk about that a little. Guys, I think I'm going to bring a cake in here. I kind of figured you might be happy.
We're always happy about that.
I've never made the recipe before, so
we'll be guinea pigs.
Actual
okay.
Taste yeah. Test. Okay.
We're down for it.
That's good. So we've just a lot of stuff going on. Summertime and things happening. We're doing a lot of mowing and just. We've been practicing tomahawk throwing out there at NAFI. Bill's like pushing us. He wants that. He wants it back. And I think we're going to have the actual contest back at NAFI. They don't have as many shade trees as we do over at Dewey. So,
oh yeah, you're lucky there with all those trees.
Yeah, we are.
You know? It's funny because you know we curse those trees sometimes in the fall,
yes.
But then we get to the summer and we're like, oh, it's wonderful.
No, there's one pine tree there and it shed some cones, and I mean we're always going out and kind of picking them up and trying to get, hey, like community service, that's what you do. You got to go out and pick up
pine cones.
There you go.
All righty. Well, Chris, appreciate you coming on here.
Thank you so much.
And looking forward to Fry Bread Journeys again. It's going to be in the 26th at 9:10.
Okay.
Going to be a good
Thank
time.
Thank you very much.
All righty.
Okay.
So, Chris Green, NAFI, and our update here. Always like having you on, and we'll talk again here real soon.
All right. Thank you.
And we will be getting to our Coffeeville Reawakening update. That's here coming up in just a few on KGGF.